This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all agree Trey will be right, right? But technically still 1% wrong for being under contract. In my case, I'm 100% right, so it should be a no-brainer. Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17 and a half sacks 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that.
Shamar Stewart, that's Bengals' first-round pick. He's not going to report. He's the first-round pick that's not signed. Right. A lot of second-round picks not signed.
And I think he's now the only first-round pick that's unsigned. Mm-hmm. There was one more that signed yesterday somewhere, so now it's just Stewart. Stewart and, I mean, Hendrickson, same position.
Yep.
For Cincinnati, both probably not showing up to training camp, I would guess.
Their rookies report later this week, Friday.
The Bengals?
Maybe even Saturday. Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
Bengals rookies report on Saturday. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Wednesday. It's hot.
It's very hot.
Very hot, very humid.
Real feel in the 90s again today. Yeah. And then hopefully it cools down a little bit into the weekend.
High of 88 today. Maybe a thunderstorm later.
Will we get any more new NFL uniforms today?
Like surprise ones?
I feel like every day we're getting something recently.
A little bit. A surprise new Saints helmet. A surprise Bucks throwback.
Yes.
What team needs to go to its throwback right now?
On a full-time basis?
Or at least just introduce it for one. The Eagles go to the Kelly Green. Okay. The Seahawks have introduced that one.
Because Denver needs to do their throwbacks full-time.
Orange Crush,
immediately.
Yes, those are very good.
They're so good. But they have that as an alternate.
Who else had a really good one that they could go back to?
Well, the best way to start this would be who needs a rebrand. Should New England go to the Pat the Patriot throwbacks? The red,
not the
AFL-looking uniforms?
Will they ever bring back the Elvis Patriot head? Like, they have it still.
I don't know what you mean.
It used to look more like an Elvis head. They used to have it on their jersey.
Like the current logo?
The current logo. The New England Patriots logo.
Okay.
That logo used to be on the arms, on the shoulders of an old set of jerseys they had. It was huge, and it looked a little different. Like, they tightened it up to look like what it looks like now.
Is this the logo? Or is this different?
That's different.
Okay, because I thought that might have been what you were talking about, and I've never seen that logo in my life.
You got to see the jersey. They had one that was... It was striped and all these colors of blues.
Ooh, that's like Bledsoe late 90s era, right? I've seen that uniform.
Yes, it was a really kind of goofy one.
Yeah, I don't need them to go back to that. I'm saying
no.
Like the 60s throwback. Like what they're wearing when McKelvin fumbles.
Right.
Sorry to bring that up for everybody. Yeah, but that's the game I think of for
trying
for
to live
uniforms.
Here. It's just a Wednesday, Joe. I'm trying to just live.
Yeah.
Bringing up the McKelvin fumble.
I mean, how many teams are already wearing what they originally wore? Like, The Colts wear what they originally wore.
Is the answer the Bills? I mean, the Bills' jerseys are too good to go away from.
I mean, the Texans should become the Oilers, but the Titans hold the cards on that. The Bills...
We're waiting for that red helmet.
The Bills have a good uniform right now, and I think more people than not probably prefer they don't change it on a permanent basis. That they've got it figured out. They were in a good spot. They should just never go away from what they are, but I don't know. I tend to like the 90s look a little better. A little better. I don't not like their current setup at all. The Jets kind of just did this, didn't they? Are the Jets wearing like what you would consider their throwbacks already?
Yeah.
Unless you want them to go back to the, you know, what they had been wearing in the early 2000s, and then also when what Namath is wearing, right, in the early 60s. So... yeah, like the Broncos come to mind for me, but everybody else. How about the Bengals? You think they need a new remodel?
They just did those white ones last
year. They are
year.
The most polarizing uniform, I think, in the league.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate their uniforms and think they are the cheesiest thing in the league. They also, that NFL uniforms account that's got like 200,000 followers ran like a bracket, and they won the best uniform combo.
I go back and forth. Every once in a while, I think they look really good, and then I think you actually have tiger stripes on your helmet. And I just go back and forth. Yeah. You
but
did
you don't
that.
Think that's cool?
Can you imagine agreeing to do that today? And today, they introduced their uniforms and there's tiger stripes?
If they had not worn it before now and they introduced that, I think they would get mocked relentlessly.
Oh, it would be horrible.
Like, it would be if the Jaguars introduced, like, a Jaguar pattern.
Spots.
Right. Yeah, on their helmet. Right. How would that get met?
Right.
If they decided to do that? Atlanta should go to the Dirty Birds full time. Red helmets. Black logo. 100%. Miami kind of already wears their throwback.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody else is kind of already doing it. Who's really wearing something drastically different than what they came into the league with? I wouldn't say there's almost any team in the league.
Well, it's the Bucks, and they just introduced the throwback.
The Bucks. And then the Seahawks, because they have their dark navy still as the full-time.
Want to have a little fun with NFL over-unders? And I mean Bills. Here you go. BetOnline.ag, I just got an email here from PR Newswire about over-unders for the season. I had not seen these yet.
Okay.
Kincaid, Coleman, and Shakir. Over-unders on catches and yards.
For Kincaid, Coleman, and Shakir?
Yes. Let's do Shakir first.
All right.
Shakir's over-under on catches and yards is what? What would you put his over-under on catches?
I would say his over-under on catches is going to be 80.5.
76.5.
Okay. Last year, he had 76 catches.
Okay. So his over-under is 76.5.
So basically, will he go up or down?
And his receiving yard over-under is what? What's the line for Khalil Shakir on receiving yards?
900.
775.
Wow. He had 821 last year on the same number of catches. So they would expect that it's going to go down.
And I was just trying to get people to bet on both sides, although below that is... I mean, it's a low number. Keon Coleman.
He did have some big plays that he broke open last year.
Yeah.
That like were 5-10-yard catches that he takes for 50, but I mean that's him. Like you're gonna expect he's gonna have a couple of those, I think, over the course of a season.
Keon Coleman, receptions over under.
50.
47.5.
Okay.
Yards?
750.
725. Not that far behind Shakir.
Yep.
Dalton Kincaid on BetOnline's over-unders. On catches.
This one.
You just don't know what to do with
this. This would be the hardest one to guess. Kincaid's over-under on catches. That's going to be 70.5.
55.5.
Wow. I think that means I should bet the over.
Yards?
What is 55?
55.
55. Yards is going to be, if it's 55, I mean 650. 650.
Dalton Kincaid's over under on yards, 575.
If he has that season, that's bad. That's a bad season for him.
It would be right between the first two seasons he had.
If he has that season, we are talking like he's not getting the fifth-year option, right?
That's a good question. I don't know because... it gets to that root question about is it player, is it usage? if he's targeted a lot, when is he on the field enough to get the fifth year option?
Does it matter though? Like if he's good and they're not using him, I'm not paying him.
Well,
I'm gonna pay him just to not use him.
What are the chances that decision is made in a post Joe Brady world? That might matter.
Other good point.
I mean, if Brady leaves for another job, mm-hmm. what does the new offensive coordinator think about what their future looks like?
Is he a 12 personnel guy? Does he like 11 personnel? You would expect, though, wouldn't you, that McDermott, if this is working in a big way, maybe they win the Super Bowl, and they are running their offense similarly to what they did last year, they're going to want to keep going with what's working, right? Like, they're going to hire a coordinator, I would guess, that is going to look like Joe Brady, is going to like run an offense that is similar to Joe Brady. If their offense is working, I mean, they're not going to bring in a guy that's going to completely redo what they run, are they? Like, they're not going to rehire Brian Daboll.
It depends. I mean, the league shifts. They had an offense that worked, and they decided to go to 12 personnel before Dorsey got fired. Don't forget.
Well, maybe they saw the league shifting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could say they're not going to hire somebody different, but they had Daboll and got his understudy to take the job and changed.
Right.
They could hire the next guy if Brady has a great season, wins the Super Bowl, gets a job. It's the next guy is up, and then maybe that guy wants to change away from what they do. So, you know, it's always evolving.
I think if Kincaid has a season like that, though, like, we are entering a period of where he's just not.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's just not valued that highly. Like, he's maybe can still be an okay tight end for you, but not living up at all to being a first round pick at a position where it's not that often that those guys go in the first round.
Yeah.
You got to, there should, for that pick, you would want a higher standard than in year three. I'm not getting to 60 catches or 600 yards, which, by the way, I guess higher on the catches. I would bet he does that. I would bet he clears both of those numbers. Like, those would be numbers I'd want to bet on that he'll clear. Because he doesn't even have to have a great year and clear that. He could have his rookie season. That's not even getting to 100 targets. 73 catches and 673 yards and two touchdowns. I would not take any of that for him this year, and that's clearing all those overs.
That's pretty low. But might be just a function of the offense. You know, how everybody fits in. Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us if you'd like to. Joe's off the next couple days. Tomorrow we've got checking with Jerry Ostrowski. Chris Trapasso coming up later this week.
Nice. Did you see, Trapasso tomorrow?
Friday.
Cool. I was reading him on Jordan Mason the other day. He's got to quiet down on the Jordan Mason hype.
Because you're going to try and get him in fantasy?
I want that guy in every draft I have this year. He was like one of those yards above expectation, like top five backs in the league last year. Right.
But because he's in Shanahan's system, he doesn't get credit for it?
Correct, but he just got traded to Kevin O'Connell, which is almost the same, and then they paid him. And I know they have Aaron Jones there, but they traded for him and paid him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they value him. They're going to want to use him. And he's being drafted like a backup running back right now. Like, him versus Ray Davis.
Yep.
Very different, I think.
Mike on a cell. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys. The Kincaid situation. I just think that it's frustrating for me because I'm going to give you a perfect example. Not this past year, but the year before in the AFC game where we lost to the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
First drive of the game, Kincaid gets targeted three times, twice catches, both for first downs. The last drive of the game, he gets targeted three times, three catches, two of them for first downs. He didn't get targeted in between the first and the last drive of the game, and we were having problems moving the ball. The two times he gets targeted right off the bat and at the end of the game, we move the ball up the field by using him. And it's almost like, I don't know if it's Brady, if it's Josh, but in the six targets that he had, he catches five balls, four for first downs, and he was the primary receiver on all of those. You could tell. I mean, it was look, read, boom, right to Kincaid. And I was screaming after that game, why didn't they use him through the middle of the game when they had problems moving the ball? And I just think that a lot of it has to do with Brady. He gets a little bit out ahead of himself. He wants to outsmart them. Well, I used him here, so I'm not going to use him anymore because it's going to open something else up instead of going with what's working and sticking with it. I just think Kincaid's got a huge upside this year. If he's healthy, I think the over on the catches and the over on the yards is a very good bet.
Thanks, Mike.
I just don't know that he's a player that I should need to scheme open. Shouldn't he be more, he's my second read every single play? And because who are the guys you want to scheme open? Those are the fast guys, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
The guys after catch guys.
Are great after the catch. You want to get them the ball so they can do what they do best.
Right, and maybe they have some limitation of getting the ball on their own.
That's a lot of Shakir. Like, Shakir got a lot of engineered touches.
Sure. And if I'm already doing that with one guy, I want to be doing that with Kincaid also. Like, he's the one I would want more than anybody to be out there demanding targets because he's just getting open constantly. Because he's reading the defense right, and he's sitting in an open spot, or he's beating a linebacker one-on-one. So, I wouldn't, you know, if he goes three quarters without a target, for him, I would attribute that more to he wasn't getting open. Rather than if Shakir goes three quarters without a target, I might think, well, they weren't trying to work him the football.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not prepared to comment on the non-first and final drive of two playoff losses ago. Not to say the point is incorrect. I don't exactly have all that stuff committed to memory.
Yeah, I don't know.
That game, what do you remember about that game? A Diggs drop.
Diggs drop.
A Jordan Poyer fumble into the end zone. What people forget about that final drive is Allen fumbling on the final drive for the Bills. And Spencer Brown recovering it.
Yeah.
That would have been a narrative changer.
Yeah.
It would have been. You want to talk about one thing that recovery alone by Spencer Brown on that final drive, if Allen turns the ball over there instead, then the whole Josh Allen turns it over too much, too careless. Like, you think that had legs that it doesn't deserve? It would have had a lot of legs that it maybe still wouldn't deserve, but you'd have a play. That's a play that people forgot about.
And, of course, the Hamlin fake punt, which that one I don't think people forget about. That one I think people remember.
Yeah.
Even though they got away with it because Poyer punched a ball out right after.
Yeah. They lost to Mahomes here, and they weren't even that good.
Who?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs were not good.
2 years in a row. Anyway. if it's another year of this, I mean, I can't think about it.
All right, you're not numb to it at this point?
No.
If it just happens again, it happens again. Eh, what's another one? It's the same thing.
It's terrible is what it is. It's bad for the league. The league should fix it for somebody else. No, I don't think they fix it. And I don't think they should. It's just the Chiefs continuing to do what they do is bad. It's not good for the league. I think it's, you know, I know we hear dynasties are great and ratings and Taylor Swift being there. Like, that's all well and good. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bad. Boring. Then again, the Super Bowl did deliver.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was very WWE in the way the season ended. Like, oh, the guy that's so annoying is there again. He wins all the time. Oh, no. And then, you know, party watching that guy lose.
I had a friend who, like, was adamant, I'm not watching that Super Bowl. And he did not watch that Super Bowl, but I texted him during, I don't remember, second or third quarter. I'm like, you should put this game on.
Yeah, you got to put this on.
And he ended up putting the game on.
It was
probably the only way he would have ended up putting that game on, but he did.
I was sick in bed, in and out of consciousness. And every time, I was asleep, sick, and then I would wake up in bed and look at the, oh man, maybe I should stay awake and watch this. This is pretty good.
You had the flu or something?
I had a 24-hour, whatever it was. Okay. I just got sick that day, and by the time the game was over, maybe that's what healed me.
Was it so bad that if the Bills had been playing that game, you wouldn't have had it in you to fight through it?
Oh no, I would have done that.
You would have fought through it.
But there's a non-zero chance that a good remedy for people that have a 24-hour illness or some sort of stomach bug, if you show the Chiefs getting bodied, maybe that's what makes you better.
Is that what healed you that quickly?
You go to the doctor. Doctor's like, listen, I could give you an antibiotic, but I think what you really need to do is to watch the Chiefs lose by a million.
Yeah. The old saying, laughter is the best medicine, is actually the Chiefs getting pummeled is the best, medicine.
His body is responding. The treatment. We're just showing Mahomes throwing a pick six and look at his numbers.
And then Gene Steratore comes on the television, and then Steratore. It instantly reverts back.
Did I give you my 5-minute review of the 3-on-3 basketball league yet?
No, you did not.
I watched the big three-on-three basketball. I mean, it was on in the background because the golf ended early last week because it's the Genesis Scottish Open.
Yep.
So I watched two games of the big three basketball. First off, one team's name was the DMV Trilogy. The DMV.
Okay.
I don't know where they're from. But the three, the name
I don't know if they even have locations, really. Do they?
They do? Because there's the Boston Ball Hogs.
Okay.
The DMV Trilogy is for Maryland. District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia. The DMV Trilogy is a team name. I watched the DMV Trilogy. And another team, Boston Ball Hogs. There's a team named... It's kind of one of these ones where I'm like, okay, the LA Riot?
Really?
That's the name of the team.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I had the same reaction.
Wow.
Interesting. Do you know why the 3-on-3 league will never work?
Why?
Here I'm going to be the guy that says something will never work.
Isn't it because everybody in the league is old?
No, that's not it. It's because 3-on-3 half-court basketball to watch on television stinks.
Yeah?
Yeah. It stinks. There's no fast breaks.
Right.
There's no transition. It's make it, take it out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
There are three spots on the court where there are 4-point shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a series of three players playing one on one.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
You don't like the one on one element of it?
Oh, it's real bad. Really, really bad.
Do you feel like it'd be better live?
No.
No.
It's half court. It's half court three-on-three basketball.
That's
and all you get is guys chucking up a million terrible shots.
Uh-huh.
What happens in an actual game of pickup when you play to – because they play to 50.
Yeah.
So it's 47-44. Do you know what happens for the next 3 minutes of your life? Guys launching 20-foot bombs to try and ice the game. Everybody wants to hit the game-winning shot. You're not playing a clock. You're not playing some –
like, there's no team element of it is kind of what you're saying.
I mean,
like,
there's a team. They're playing on a team.
Does it feel like there's plays?
No. And, of course, when you get a league like that, you get commentators and a level of rules analysis.
Yeah.
30 seconds into the first game, it was about how this team can't afford to get behind. They're not built to play from behind.
Uh-huh.
It's 3-on-3 basketball playing to 50. And Brian Scalabrine's on the broadcast.
All right.
Whatever. It was Reggie Theus, who was formerly – was he on Hang Time? That show Hang Time? Is that Reggie Theus?
I don't know if I know who Reggie Theus is.
I think Reggie Theus had a show once. I don't know. The 3-on-3 basketball. If you find your way to it, enjoy it. It was tough.
Not for you.
It was a tough watch. I mean, I love playing 3-on-3 basketball.
And for that, you would need it to be half court.
Right. Have been in a bunch of tournaments like back in college and, you know, post.
It's an Olympic sport now, too.
Sure. It is not a good watch.
Did you watch it at the Olympics?
No.
It wasn't great at the Olympics.
I don't think it's great for that. All right. 803-0550 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.